Conversion is our goal. The aim of all gospel learning and teaching is to deepen our conversion and help us become more like Jesus Christ. For this reason, when we study the gospel, we're not just looking for new information. We want to become a new creature. See 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This means relying on Christ to change our hearts, our views, our actions, and our very natures. But the kind of gospel learning that strengthens our faith and leads to the miraculous change of conversion doesn't happen all at once. It extends beyond a classroom into an individual's heart and home. It requires consistent daily efforts to understand and live the gospel. True conversion requires the influence of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost guides us to the truth and bears witness of that truth. See John chapter 16, verse 13. He enlightens our minds, quickens our understanding, and touches our hearts with revelation from God, the source of all truth. The Holy Ghost purifies our hearts. He inspires in us a desire to live by truth, and He whispers to us ways to do this. Truly, quote, the Holy Ghost shall teach us all things, end quote. See John chapter 14, verse 26. For these reasons, in our efforts to live, learn, and teach the gospel, we should first and foremost seek the companionship of the Spirit. This goal should govern our choices and guide our thoughts and actions. We should seek after whatever invites the influence of the Spirit and reject whatever drives that influence away. For we know that if we can be worthy of the presence of the Holy Ghost, we can also be worthy to live in the presence of Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.